In the textbook, we develop a sprite class which can be used to model a sprite entity. Here we show the code necessary to draw the sprite. The key idea here is to pay attention to the masking step. First, notice that the sprite draw function takes two parameters, a handle to the backbuffer device context and a handle to the sprite device context. We need both of these handles so that we can draw the sprite onto the backbuffer. Recall that the bit_blit function works with the device context handles that are associated with the surfaces, rather than the surfaces themselves. The backbuffer device context is associated with the backbuffer surface bitmap, and the sprite device context will be associated with the sprite mask bitmap, and then the sprite bitmap itself. Second, the sprite class stores a point position which describes the center of a sprite. However, the position the bit_blit function wants is not the sprite's center position. Rather, it wants the upper left position, so we need to compute that. Next, we associate the mask bitmap of the sprite with the sprite device context. This is done with the select object function. Now we draw the mask to the backbuffer with source and. This only draws the black pixels in the mask to the backbuffer, thereby marking the pixels we want to draw the sprite image onto. Next, we associate the sprite image bitmap with the sprite device context. This is again done with the select object function. Now we draw the image to the backbuffer with source paint. This will only draw the image onto the pixels that were previously marked black by the mask. Finally, we restore the original bitmap object that was associated with the sprite device context.